Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver remarks on inflation later today. The president is expected to hammer Republicans for not having a plan to fight high gas prices and higher prices at the grocery store. This, as all the things his administration has done to help keep gas prices low, have not worked. Cecilia Rousey is the chairwoman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. She tells CNN the president is working to lower costs for everyone.
He's also been focused on reducing the cost for families on really important items such as reducing prescription costs, making child care and home care more affordable, lowering the cost of housing, which we know will increase economic growth.
Andy Warhol's Marilyn Monroe portrait is now the most expensive American art piece ever auctioned. It sold Monday for $195 million. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Senate is poised to take up an abortion bill this week. Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying they'll vote on a federal law Wednesday.
No more running, no more hiding. The vote will shine light on every single one of us.
President Joe Biden recently met with other G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss further actions to take against Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announces the latest unified action the G7 countries are taking.
For the first time ever, the G7 agreed as a whole to ban or phase out Russian oil. We will keep building on our unprecedented sanctions that are enacting a heavy toll on Russia's economy.
The U.S. also announced additional measures imposed on Russia, including an advertising ban from Russia's three biggest TV stations, a ban of accounting and consulting firms working with any Russian, and additional restrictions on Russia's industrial sector. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As pro-abortion groups continue to protest outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices, Congress is taking action.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe versus Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Pilots for Alaska Airlines are voting on a strike. Voting opened on Monday and ends May 25th. Contract negotiations between the airline and pilots are at a standstill. The Airline Pilots Association saying the company has failed to meet demands for better pay and scheduling. The union saying it won't stop until pilots get a contract they deserve. I'm Tim Berg. Tom Brady is already locking in his next plans after he's done playing football. The seven-time Super Bowl champion will be joining Fox Sports as the network's lead analyst. Brady will call Fox's biggest NFL games and serve as an ambassador. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, at any given time, the internet has been a breeding ground for human trafficking. It's estimated that some 50,000, get this number, 50,000 predators are on the internet right now seeking out children. And this is at any given time, according to estimates from the Justice Department. Here to tell us more about it is a human trafficking survivor herself, author, advocate, attorney, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. Andy Berger joins us now. Andy, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, thanks, Bill. Good to be back. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, we have to keep this story going here because, I think on one hand, I'm encouraged by what's happening with Roe v. Wade. Maybe our culture has had enough of this, this culture of death, that it's willing to have a line on the sand, in the sand to the point says, we're not going to do any more of this. And so choosing life, like, you know, how we protect our children against human trafficking and other evil issues is key. And I think that this is all bringing everything to a head here is what I suspect. Is that a fair analysis, Andy?
Be fair, I have said for the last couple of years, it's like Pandora's box has opened, and now all the evil, if you go back to Epstein and Maxwell and all of that, the public is really beginning to see how devastating the treatment of our kids, of our young people, and just the recent headlines. We still have universities that have scandals, and you have to ask why with all the awareness and things going on. And so, yes, I think it's fair to say that our kids are being seen as a commodity, and I'm hoping that we have more and more action by parents and adults to overturn that.
Are kids being seen as a commodity even before birth, after birth, and on through these important teen years, that all we want our kids to do is just to embrace their innocence and to enjoy life, and there are evil people out there that are willing to steal it from them for their own personal gain? I mean, this is the reality, and what's bringing this all to light in the same way like abortion is experience. The number of people who have had contact, whether it's with human trafficking, abortion, or any form of evil, they're finally going, wait a minute, this is not an exception. This is happening not just in, you know, poor city USA. It's not relegated. It's coming into the suburbs, into areas that heretofore they didn't come into, and it's starting to, you know, increase in numbers and by experience, and it's become very personal now, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people are starting to experience. I mean, there was a time where maybe it was rare that you heard of someone being sexually assaulted, and everyone was all after the predator and, you know, get that person who did this and make them pay. And that was, you know, decades ago. And now they're being released. They're being let go. And I just looked up another statistic from the FBI that said it's actually 500,000.
Wow.
500,000 predators a day online because it's so easy to trap the kids, to trap the young people online with their deceitfulness and the grooming. And so the last couple of years exacerbated that original estimate. And again, it's based on reporting. It's based on what they can find. And that number was as of June 2021. So now we're almost another year past that. And what has changed? Are we really putting people away when we find them? Who's holding the universities and medical centers and other places accountable for these things? Because, you know, we've had high profile, if you take Pennsylvania, Michigan, USC, high profile universities and athletes who reported and they were ignored. So imagine those who are not well known, who will never see a college campus, who are fighting just to breathe.
Right. And we're not just talking, and this is before we're even talking about what's coming from the southern border right there, which is a rigged system. I mean, it's an organized effort for human trafficking. One of the things that I said the other day, Andy, is that, you know, shame on us as Americans, as a culture, because the reason that it keeps coming into this country, because there's a marketplace for it. And, and if we don't take the responsibility with, you know, law and order, number one, and number two, some serious soul searching here that, you know, this is unacceptable. And I mean, it's so unacceptable that it's shameful and it has to be looked upon in such a way that we have to rid our society and our culture as much as humanly possible of this debasement of humanity. And this is why Roe v. Wade is so critical, because this opened up the door to this culture of death and debasement and irresponsibility and crime, you know, that has been running rampant. And so it's time for America to say enough is enough. If we stop being, you know, consumers of said human trafficking, and if we stop being consumers of fentanyl and all the drugs, and of course, I know this sounds, you know, this sounds kind of maybe a little Pollyannish, because humans are human and they're going to do what they're going to do. But we need to do something about it to discourage that kind of consumption, don't we?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, though. We have laws, but they're not being enforced. For example, federal law for one act of human trafficking, if a predator's caught in one act, could get up to 20 years, but we're not enforcing it. State level, it's 5 to 10 years, which in my view is not enough. I think it should be life imprisonment. That's it. You know, throw the key away, because they've stolen innocence and things that can never be replaced or given back to the victim. You know, and so my whole life, I knew my predators were still out there until about 2 years ago. The last one finally died at age 91.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So these victims never, ever, they have a life sentence. So why shouldn't the predator have a life sentence?
Exactly. And Andy, we just confirmed a Supreme Court justice who has a very casual outlook and opinion on child porn. You know, because of the internet, because it's not like, you know, you hit a button and now it's not like you get just one or two pictures. You hit one button and now there could be hundreds of thousands of pictures. And so somehow they're supposed to be accommodated because it's not their fault. It's the internet's fault.
Yes, yes, I've heard that several times, and I'm wondering how the internet got up in the middle of the night and tapped that person on the shoulder in order to touch the button. And I'm not trying to be, you know, sarcastic, but here's the thing. Any person in who wants to be in leadership, who gives more favor to predators and more excuses to predators than they do to the protection of victims, ought not to ever be in government, in leadership, not even as, you know, the poster child for anything in their town. I mean, nothing. That's my personal opinion, because how can you be a leader when you're willing to disregard a huge segment of citizenry which are the invisible innocents that are crushed and hurt the families. The kids that are being transported out of our country for their organs. The organ trade is huge, and it's
unbelievable.
And I want to
get deeper into that on the other side of the break, but I want people who voted for senators who approved this last Supreme Court justice to be on notice, and voters need to take note who approved of having her on the Supreme Court. We've got more from Andy after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by four equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Andy Berger continues with us. She is an advocate and founder of Voices Against Trafficking, a survivor herself, an author. And we're talking about, you know, what's going on in our culture and that human trafficking is running reckless. And it is, boy, if it's not in your neighborhood now, it soon will be. You think about this, Andy, when you and I were growing, of course, in your situation, you were caught up early. But many of us still enjoyed a life of innocence and didn't experience what you experienced at the age of 17. But, you know, probably when you look back since your experience at the age of 17, we've only seen human trafficking increasing all the more, not decreasing. You know, the response from attorney generals and from law enforcement is such that it has really accommodated an increase in human trafficking, not a decrease.
That's true. That's true. And in my case, because it was familial trafficking, family members doing it from age of 6 months to 17 years old, that it was even harder because nobody would believe that. You never talked about what happened in the house in the early 60s and 70s, you know, so that made it even harder. But today, even still, family members protect their own, and it's very hard to get reporting. But to your point, yes, it is growing exponentially, not just because of the pandemic and lockdowns, but because of our culture nationally that refuses to say, oh my gosh, that can't happen here, even though we know every 40 seconds a child is abducted, and every 10 seconds in this country a child dies just from physical child abuse, and most of them are 5 years and under. How do we stand for that?
Yes, exactly. Well, you alluded in the first segment, you know, what's happening on college campuses today. And this latest one is a university campus cop is caught in human trafficking sting. I mean, and you're saying this is not all that rare, that we're finding arrests like this, or we're finding this kind of activity happening at universities. I mean, here it is. We're sending our kids, we're spending all this money for them to be educated, and we're sending them to these, you know, human trafficking you know, nets, so to speak, and traps.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and part of that is we have forgotten to have conversations with our kids as a whole. I'm not saying every parent has, but here's my point, is that we need to make it safe for our kids to talk to us about anything, no matter how disturbing, not just about bullying, but, you know, oh, you know, Professor so-and-so, you know, asked me to do this, or teacher so-and-so, whatever it is, or I was locked in the custodial closet, you know, and yeah. I had to do these things, whatever it is. But and that's one of the reasons, Bill, that we brought our book out, because we wanted to open up conversations. So Voices Against Trafficking, the Strength of Many Voices Speaking as One, together we're more powerful than we are individually. And so we have hotlines, helplines. We teach people how to have those conversations about gaming, what to look for on the internet, how to keep kids safe. But at the end of the day, every adult who's in charge of a child or has guard over a child must do everything possible. That means get educated, become aware in your own community. You know, who does promote the sanctity and the protection of your children? If they don't vote for them, don't support them financially. You know, find other people that, you know, that are citing all that information.
Exactly. And what universities are not very vigilant?
They're
very casual, right? And of course, they need to protect their interests. So, you know, they're not going to have full disclosure. And you're hard pressed to get these stories like what you're reporting on.
Absolutely. I mean, think about Penn State, you know, in 2011, 2012, Joe Paterno, that whole thing, you know, it was just like, oh my gosh, how could this happen? And yet, you know, football was more important than the protection of those kids. University of Michigan just had a massive settlement, $500 million just about, because of their former sports doctor. And now we have another Michigan university, Western Michigan University, where the public safety guy, you know, is involved with it. And so, and then, of course, you know, USC, that doctor, Dr. Tyndall at USC, he had been suspected in the 1990s of starting this misconduct. And he wasn't suspended, you know, until 2016 because a nurse finally reported him to a rape crisis center. But you know what happened, Bill? He got to resign quietly with a very large financial payout the next year. How does that happen? How does that school still operate?
Exactly. Well, and the consciousness, I mean, what kind of message are you putting out there in, you know, and this goes back to what we talked about. If we're not going to be vigilant and hold people accountable, then we're just passing it on to the next generation.
Yes, that's exactly it. And when you look at like Simone Biles and other gymnasts, you know, that
yes.
tried
mm.
to report to the FBI as far back as 2015, and still nobody listened because they're, I don't know what, you know, it could be money, it could be, you know, they don't want to deal with it, it could be somebody else has power over them, we don't know. But at the end of the day, it is up to each of us to make sure our kids are safe. And if you're a parent out there and you've got a child, you know, leaving high school, going to college, find out if background checks have been done. Find out if there were ever any complaints against the main people, coaches, doctors, whoever, you know, the security people. Because they're the ones that your kids are going to trust more than anybody when they're on their own, if we don't have those conversations, not to police them, but to protect them.
Andy, the tough thing for parents today is, and I've said this repeatedly, and more I'm convinced that it is so difficult for parents today, not impossible, but much more difficult for parents today because of the options that social media, the culture offers to our kids today. I mean, my goodness, I believe that we need to spend more vigilant time for, you know, on our teenagers than we did when they were first born.
Yes, I would agree with that because they are easily preyed upon, even when they think they're street smart. You can be 18 and still be a kid at heart. You know, the 300 kids plus that my husband and I rescued over the years, you know, they knew enough to run when they could, but they didn't know enough how not to get into that situation. I just spoke to another woman in her 40s who said, you know, I was 14, and that's when I was first introduced to trafficking, and my mother didn't protect me. So what happened when she was 18? She got, you know, she was easily lured into other activities because she thought that's all she was worth.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a preconditioning. There is a grooming that takes place along the way, isn't there?
Yes, there absolutely is. And it starts with trust, building a trust or finding a vulnerability maybe. And a lot of times right now with all the economic disturbances and relocations, whether it's at the southern border or other countries, those are prime product for predators. If somebody's maybe poverty-stricken or they're not popular at school or they don't have the same things that the other person has at college or in high school, you can easily create a trust with them, fill that need, whether it's attention or gifts or just, you know, going out to lunch or dinner, whatever it is. And then at the right moment, as with one of our kids, the woman invited her to a motel room to meet her friends that were just in town for the night.
Oh, and wow.
That night everything changed.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yep. And so that girl was sold and the woman made sure she was 30. The girl was 17 and she said, you'll be the one that goes to jail, not me, because I have a job and I'm an adult.
You see, people do not realize how vile all this, how diabolical this is and what it's doing to our kids. But the kids are in a tough position because here it is. It's almost like the adults have abandoned them. You know, we're not, holding strong to, you know, to law and order. The music that's permeated the minds of our kids. I mean, even these games and things that they're exposed to. It's all part of the grooming process. And when you have a movement at all levels, even at government levels, that want to accommodate, you know, child pornography and sex, Andy, this is an uphill fight, isn't this? We got 15 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Okay, it is, but together we can win. We can turn some of it around, and that will save more victims. So if people want to visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com, there's a lot of information they can use right now today to start conversations.
It's a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver remarks on inflation later today. The president is expected to hammer Republicans for not having a plan to fight high gas prices and higher prices at the grocery store. This, as all the things his administration has done to help keep gas prices low, have not worked. Cecilia Rousey is the chairwoman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. She tells CNN the president is working to lower costs for everyone.
He's also been focused on reducing the cost for families on really important items, such as reducing prescription costs, making child care and home care more affordable, lowering the cost of housing, which we know will increase economic growth.
Andy Warhol's Marilyn Monroe portrait is now the most expensive American art piece ever auctioned. It sold Monday for $195 million. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Bob Hassan joining us. He is the author of the new book titled Shortcuts. He is a businessman, entrepreneur, been in business, running his own business for a number of years, 4 decades plus across the Western U.S. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Bill. I'm honored. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm glad that we can talk. I mean, I love business. I love entrepreneurs. And I know we're going to have a good time together because we're both passionate about, you know, helping people attain their highest.
Right. I'm interested in people's purpose and their passion. And I hear young people all the time talking to me about their dissatisfaction, and it goes to what we've been seeing within the country, this great resignation, Bill, where people are just resigning and deciding, like, I'm A, not going to go back to work, or I'm going to change careers, and there's just a general angst out there within the country. You're seeing that too, aren't you?
Exactly. Well, and this is why the book, you know, in Shortcuts with a Line, suggestion, no shortcuts, is that, you know, you have to do the hard work. You've got to keep your blade sharpened, and whatever it is that you do
in the meantime until you get to that point that you're able to realize the full benefit of the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with.
Exactly. I found in my career that spanned over four decades that there really isn't a shortcut. I mean, you're putting your one foot in front of the other day after day, week after week, month after month, showing up early, getting to your job and asking people, how can I help you? I'm finished with my tasks. And letting your character, letting God's character show through you is really the proven path.
Well, I thought it was interesting early on. This goes back probably three, four decades, Bob. I saw a U.S. labor study and said that, if you showed up for work every day, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. That's right. If you just showed up for work, you're in the top 25%. If you showed up for work every day on time, you were in the top 10%. If you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, you were in the top 5%. I mean, this is our U.S. labor force, and this is a U.S. labor force study. Showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, and you actually set out to do it, you were in the top 3%. And if you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, set out to do it, and actually accomplished it, you were in the top 1%. I mean, think about that.
Wow. Yeah, the bar's low, isn't it?
It really is, but that means there's so much more opportunity for somebody with self-responsibility, and this is what we love about this country and why we resist the dumbing down of the American labor force and the American people at large, because they want to mediocritize. I don't know, Bob. I mean, I was one of nine kids. My dad was hardworking. And I'll tell you, the idea of mediocrity was anathema to us. That was like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. I resist mediocrity.
I agree, and let our excellence shine before us. I just read a Wall Street Journal article within the last 2 weeks that there's a new phenomenon in the American workforce right now where not only are people not showing up for work, they're just not showing up.
Yes.
But they're getting jobs and accepting jobs and then not going to work with no phone call.
Amazing.
You go through the whole interview process, you get the job, and then something happens within the next week or two, and not only don't you call the employer and say, I'm not going to take the job, but you just don't show up. And it's a phenomenon. I've seen lots of things through my career, but I haven't seen this kind of behavior.
Well, Bob, the thing is, too, what these kids will learn the hard way is the road to happiness goes through a job. I don't know many people who are happy without a job. And this is why what happened during the Trump administration early on, I mean, I could see this, and I'm sure you could, as a businessman yourself, is I suspected, and I heard this was the case, but I had suspected before, that one of the questions that Donald Trump asked personnel there in the White House is, how are we doing with jobs? Remember, jobs were out of hand after Obama-Biden. I mean, unemployment was just ridiculous. It was painful. And he set forth in his administration, we got to get people back to work. Because we know if they get back to work, they're going to be happy. And look what happened in short order. And I believe that part of that was that he kept the goal in front of everybody. And you know, as a CEO of your company, if there's something really important, you remind them all the time of what's most important. And early on in the Trump administration, it was, are we getting people back to work? How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And it affected every demographic aspect of the American people, you know, regardless of race, color, creed. Everybody was getting back to work. Anybody that wanted a job had a job, and things were looking up until, of course, we ran into COVID. But regardless, you know, the point is that a job is what leads to happiness, in my humble opinion.
Yep, that's such a good point, what you said about focus. When you focus on something, that's what happens. And we talk about that in strategic planning. We talk about that in personal planning. But let me tell you something interesting. I found Jesus in the Jesus movement in the 70s. And one of the things that I always heard is, work is cursed. Work is cursed. And so, hey, you don't have to have a job because Jesus is coming back. Mm-hmm. Well, listen to this. In Genesis 2, verse 7, God breathes life into Adam. All right? The very next thing God says to Adam in verse 15 is, go tend to the garden or go to work.
Yes. Be fruitful and multiply, right?
Right. That's right. It's just to your point that God's economy is for the job. And go all the way to the into the book of John, and Jesus says in the book of John, my Father and I are always working. Again, work is part of God's economy, and I just love that about one of the things that we talk about in Shortcuts is that fact.
Right. And you want to find the job that's not like working. Like my dad used to say, look, if you find something you enjoy doing and coincidentally you get paid for it, you're going to be the happiest man around and it'll be your dream job. And this is what I have found. And what happens, in, like you say in your book, Shortcuts, the Proven Path to Purpose, Excellence, and Calling, is you look at purpose. When I was a little kid, I remember one of my first bus rides in public transportation. I was taking his own way to Catholic school. And I saw this sign that was on the interior of the bus, and it said, to thine own self be true. I think I was about 7 years old. And Bob, I tell you, I said, there's something about that. I'm not sure I understand what that means, but something tells me that that is significant. And here I am all these decades later, and I'll tell you, there is, I would say to everybody, there's so much to understand about that simple line from Shakespeare, to thine own self be true. You've got to understand who you are, what you've been designed for, the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with. Because I found that when you have in businesses, and I used to do a lot of consulting with businesses, and we would take a look at human resources and the personnel. And the people that were grumpy, and cranky were round pegs and square holes is how I identified them. They just, there's no way you're going to be happy. You're just miscast. And that, and I understand that sometimes you will, you know, acquiesce to being miscast because you need a job. You got to provide for your family. But ultimately, you want to find that round hole, that perfect round hole that fits your round hole mindset so that you can flourish and be fulfilled, right? Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah. It makes sense. And you're preaching to the choir here. I believe that our identity first is that we're loved sons and daughters of God. And mm-hmm. from there, there's all these different personalities we can take. You know, the Enneagram is one that people love right now. There's the DISC test. There's Strength Finders. And you can take the time to find out what's your aptitude? What are you
exactly?
You can look at your job search that way.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We've got more from Bob Hassan, the author of Shortcuts, right after this.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And just like that, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and it's a real honor to be talking with Bob Hassan. He is a businessman. We're talking decades of experience, 40-plus years. And you got to know, when somebody has been in business this long, there's probably a lot of things that he has forgotten that we'll never learn. So we appreciate the opportunity to have him here. He's the author of Shortcuts, The Proven Path, The Purpose, Excellence, and Calling, The Proven Path to Purpose, Excellence, and Calling. And Shortcuts, by the way, there's a line through it to indicate there's no shortcuts, that you've got to do the heavy lifting. Just like everything in life, you've got to show yourself to be approved. You learn through the process. I mean, really, Bob, when you think about it, life is an apprenticeship program, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. And we're apprentices to the Lord. And
amen.
I'm in the construction business. So yes, we have apprentices and journeymen and master craftsmen. And I look at our walk, through that lens of always being a learner. The people that I want to associate with and the people that I want to deal with are people who are willing to learn, who are willing to shift, who are willing to adjust, because people are going to get burned out and be without a purpose. They're going to be tired of the rat race. And what I've found is that in this age of instant gratification, digital marketing, life hacks, and the like, cheat codes, if you're a gamer, you can't get to the end without sitting in the process.
Exactly. Bob, why are shortcuts a bummer? Why do they really sabotage our purpose ultimately?
Well, let me ask you a question, Bill. Have you ever had somebody come to you and say, Bill, you're this nationally syndicated radio host. You have all the success. Can you tell me three things that will make me successful so that I can go out and be you?
Yeah, you know, because you do a podcast, you do this, and you get the same question. Yes, and it is, and we do chuckle at that. That's for sure.
And I guess my point is that people would really like to get to a certain place in life without doing the work.
Yes.
And people say that I have a measure of wisdom. Well, all wisdom is the guy who's willing to talk about all the mistakes he made, because that's where wisdom comes from.
Exactly.
And I've made more than anybody I know.
And the Word of God tells us that we should cherish that more than silver and gold, right? And sometimes, you know, I have to pause. I have to have a Salem moment when I read that. I go, okay, God, I get that. Can I have both?
Right. Right.
Just asking.
Yeah, just asking, Lord. Well, this whole idea of patience in the social media-driven world and economy right now is opposite of what society is telling us. And I think that young men and women, as they're looking at their social media feeds and they're seeing people's highlight reels, they feel, and I hear this all the time, how come I'm not a millionaire yet? I'm 25 years old. Mm-hmm. And everybody that I'm looking at is, and everybody I'm looking at is beautiful. And the truth of the matter is that it does take a long time. Of course, there's the 0.001%, the Steve Jobs, the Elon Musks of the world who just get rich really quick, and everybody wants to look at that. But that's not the proven path for the 99%.
Right. Although Elon Musk might tell you it wasn't quite that fast, even LeBron James and some of these star athletes who seemingly have had a glorified life. But, with that comes responsibility, which is a whole nother book altogether that we can talk about. But, when you get down to, the basics of no shortcuts. I mean, there's something to note about passion, right? What is passion telling us, Bob?
That's a great question. And this is one of the things that I hear all the time, Bill, is that I don't have passion about my job, that the employer is a big corporation and they don't have social justice. They don't have social justice programs, or they're not giving away to the needy. And I understand that. And, for people who are looking for that, they can go into the nonprofit business or, you could work for Tom's or what used to be Whole Foods to have great social justice programs. My way of thinking is find passion outside of your job. Mm-hmm. Do you deserve passion? I think we do eventually, but as apprentices, we have to put in the work. Malcolm Gladwell has this great notion that 10,000 hours makes a master craftsman. So you mentioned LeBron James and some of these athletes. They've put in so many hours in their craft that they are the best in the world. And I think that we need to look at those examples of these athletes and business people and entertainers who have put so many hours into their craft to become master craftsmen.
Exactly. Well, and that's like golfers. I love golf. And, Tiger Woods, or you watch these. I mean, they're hitting thousands of golf balls. Probably at the end of their career, there's millions of golf balls that they hit.
Right.
And then we get frustrated because we go out there and hack on a weekend and shoot an 82 and feel like in my heart I should be, I should be at least 5 under.
I agree. I mean, you hear about these golfers who will hit 1,000 golf balls after a round because and when I think about that, I think, oh, well, first of all, my body would hurt. Mm-hmm. And second, how would I have the attention span to do that? But these men and women who are spending this amount of time mastering their craft will do what it takes.
Wow. So Malcolm Gladwell, you said 10,000 hours. Is that what?
Yeah.
Again, 10,000 hours is what they could, and to become a master craftsman.
Yeah, proficient. So if there's 2,040 hours in a work week in a normal work year, 52 weeks times 40 hours a week, 2,040 hours. So 10,000 hours would take 5 solid years of your craft, working full time to be an expert at it or a master craftsman. And that's a good way to think about what he's talking about. So in the golf analogy that you just had, could you imagine hitting golf balls 40 hours a week for 5 years? How good you'd be.
Exactly. And this is what they do. And this is why they are the top performers. And us weekend warriors are a bunch of knuckleheads thinking that somehow we could possibly compete, because it just doesn't work that way, does it?
It doesn't. No, you're right.
Well, in your book, No Shortcuts, can I say No Shortcuts? How do you identify? You just say shortcut, but you got a line through it, so, but it doesn't say no, and so how do you identify the title of your book?
We call it Shortcuts.
Just Shortcuts. Okay.
Yeah.
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 And there it is, and you'll notice it when you get your own copy and you can read it and take notes, No Shortcuts, and there's a line through it. You talk about four essential keys. We got about 3.5 minutes left here, Bob, and I wanted to address the four essential keys to finding the roles that we can grow, thrive, and contribute our best work to the world: personality and gifts, execution, culture, and character, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that you just said it. I think that we need these keys in order to detox from this world that we're living in. And I think being patient, having passion, being able to simplify your life where you can. Have you noticed, Bill, that our schedules aren't getting any easier? They're getting more complex.
Oh, of course.
Have you noticed that the speed of business has not decreased, it's increased? Have you noticed that the pressure for 24-hour work weeks has is here now? Mm-hmm. And I think that as wise workers, we need to be able to put boundaries in place and figure out how are we going to get a work-life balance that can allow us to love our God, our family, our friends, and provide a living for ourselves.
Well, I used to refer to it as the hamster wheel of life, Bob, for many years.
Yeah.
I was so dictated by work. And I used to proudly say that, I hadn't been on vacation for 8 years. And
right.
I didn't realize how silly that was until one day, you know, God had opened my eyes to see what a knucklehead I was being. And so I modified my schedule, and I did a deep dive study of time management. Dr. Charles Hobbs, I highly recommend his study. It's called Your Time, Your Life, a great, great study. And it really helped me balance out and discipline the hours, the gifted hours of presence that our God gives us every day.
That's exactly right. And one of the things we talk about in short, what is life balance? Mm-hmm. For example, if a football team wins the Super Bowl, they like the Rams did last year, on the day after the Super Bowl, they're having a parade and they have some time off. But until then, they are full of this practice schedule and game schedule that is really tenuous. Those teams aren't like us. If we have a 9-to-5 job, we're hoping for a week or two a year in order to take a rest or a break. But what do we do in our off hours of our work that gives us life? Work-life balance, it seems to be that we should be able to have work and then life and balance in between. But if you notice, in Proverbs 31, it talks about the woman in Proverbs 31 is a beautiful poem about work-life balance for anyone who is managing a household, who is working, who is taking care of children, who is taking care of their lives. I think work-life balance is something that is a word term that's thrown out there, but I don't think anybody knows what it is.
Exactly. Bob Hassan has been our guest. He's a businessman and leadership consultant. His greatest passion is strengthening leaders and their organizations with specific focus on developing sound organizational structure, fiscal responsibility, and dynamic relationships on leadership teams. He is the author of Shortcuts. Bob, been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. It's been an honor.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long Strong Neck Heating Pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to